dig a ditch. What would they call that? That ditch may be in between the two lanes going back and forth.
You don't mean a tunnel?
No. I was wondering if you had heard the word barrow pit.
Oh, yes, but a barrow pit is the at the side of the road.
Okay. Okay. That's what I was looking mm-hmm. for. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they ever call it a bar pit?
Well, a barrow pit or a barrow pit,
okay,
I think would be the same.
Okay. Were there, when you were growing things on the ranch, what kinds of soils would have been considered to be good soil?
A loam soil.
Okay. And how about poor soil that you wouldn't want to grow?
No, you wouldn't. Things don't grow good in poor soil or
okay.
clay soil.
Clay.
And we have a lot of adobe in different areas.
Adobe?
Adobe.
Adobe, okay.
And it's a heavy soil.
Okay. Okay. And in the town here now, they have, so that you don't have to walk on the road, but if you're walking back and forth, kind of a cement thing, you can walk on.
On a walk.
Okay.
Sidewalk.
Okay.
Or pavement.
Okay. And a boulevard. What is a boulevard?
Well, they have one on 3rd Avenue.
Okay.
At least that used to be called the Boulevard when Durango was in his umph day.
Heyday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's just a... As I took it from 3rd Avenue, it is a paved road and trees in the medium.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what that's a boulevard.
Well, that sounds about right. I'm wondering how do people make a distinction or what they might consider... What a difference between a paved road and an unpaved road? Do they have different names for those?
Well, yes. One's paved and one's unpaved.
Okay.
And the unpaved is generally a gravel road.
Okay, that's what I was wanting to
mm-hmm.
know. Yeah. And do they ever call them unimproved?
Yes.
Okay. And another word for a roadway through the mountains. It passes over or through a what?
The mountain pass.
Okay. Is it, you ever hear it called a gap or a notch?
Well, some of them are gaps or notches.
Okay. Are there differences between a pass and a gap and a notch?
I don't really know. I think they're all similar.
Okay.
Don't you?
No, a pass includes the gaps.
Okay.
Oh, you make it more technical.
Well,
it's all that experience playing.
If there's a gap up there, it's also a pass, because
right.
a pass is any place you cross the mountain.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so.
A couple of other words that I've heard while I've been out here that I never heard at home. One is called badlands. What are the badlands?
Well, they're badlands are lands. Now, down below Farmington, they have some badlands.
Mm-hmm.
And things just don't grow good there. They're hard to get to, and they're hard to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
And what are the high plains? I've heard that.
Well, I've heard of the high plains, too, and that must be just a part of the plains at higher elevation than
okay.
the low plains.
Okay. Do they have any of those here in Colorado?
I don't know.
Okay.
They may have over in the eastern
yeah.
side.
Okay. And another word that I've heard is a hole, like Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yes.
What is a hole?
Well, I think it's just a hole in among the mountains.
Okay.
It's just a, instead of it being called a basin,
okay.
it would be more enclosed.
Would it be a place where there was water? Water had gathered?
I would think so.
Okay. Okay. And The other thing, there's one down in Arizona. It's a huge, it's bigger than a ditch or a gully. It's the Grand one, down in Arizona.
Oh, you mean the Grand Coulee Dam?
No, it's a natural thing that people go and look at. And they look out over it. There's also one up here at Montrose, the Black
Hills, the Black Canyon.
Yes.
Yes. The Grand Canyon.
Yeah.